Jerry Bader Show 1028. Couple of other Packer notes. Earlier this week, I didn't get to it. Tyler Dunn of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel actually called out Ted Thompson, and I talked about this briefly, for failing to acquire a quality backup. His argument, and this is hard to argue, that if they had had, say, a Matt Hasselbeck, that they probably would have won at least one or two of the games that they failed to win, if you include the tie, failed to win since they've lost Aaron Rodgers. I'm inclined to agree with that. Someone who would instill a little more confidence, because clearly the whole team lost confidence. I think it's part of why the defense is struggling. Also, SeatGeek, an online ticket search engine that scours the secondary ticket market, is reporting a remarkable development involving Green Bay Packers tickets at Lambeau Field. They're selling below face value. I find nothing remarkable about that. Aaron Rodgers isn't going to start. Do we agree with that, Jason? Aaron Rodgers isn't going to start. Jason says 27-13 Falcons. Craig, with whom I have a bet, I, like the Packers, have to win out. To win my bet with Craig, he has taken the Packers 24-20. The Falcons. He's taken the Falcons 24-20. Jason has taken the Falcons 27-13. I'm going to drop it in there like a base hit. 26-20 Atlanta. Although you might be right, Jason. You might be right. I'm hoping that they can be more competitive than that. I'm hoping. And then we'll see what if we're all right about this, we'll see what they do Aaron Rodgers front after that. Ton of stuff to get to after 10:30, which it is right now.
The Jerry Bader Show.